Hello, forward-looking viewers. Welcome to Golden Age Technology. The most effective way to halt climate change is to follow an organic, vegan diet. We can further benefit our Earth by going green and seeking to use those products and services with the lowest carbon footprint. One recent event that showcased eco-friendly transportation choices was the 4th annual AltCar Expo Conference, held October 2nd and 3rd of 2009, and sponsored by the City of Santa Monica, California, USA. Many new, exciting, electric, hybrid, and hydrogen vehicle models were present. Let's now meet the representatives of some of these green car manufacturers.
Hi, my name is Adam Slusser. At Tesla Motors, I am a customer advocate, so I help people get their cars. We have the Tesla Roadster. It's an incredible vehicle. It used to be that performance and environmentalism were mutually exclusive ideas. We've proven with this car that you don't have to sacrifice. You can have it all.
How fast is this car?
This car goes 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds. The max speed is 125 miles an hour.
Oh, how long does it take to charge the battery?
A complete charge of the battery is about 240 miles. We can do it in as little as 3.5 hours.
Tesla is giving consumers a variety of options to power up their vehicle.
We have this great 240-volt mobile connector that we're announcing. It'll be out in the end of October. It's called the Universal Connector. And that'll have different tips on the end of it where you can plug it into, you know, pretty much an RV plug or a stove plug or an air conditioning plug or even a welding plug. So whatever 240-volt power you can plug into, and it'll be an overnight charge. And in a pinch, you can also plug this car into a normal wall outlet.
Mr. Slusser now gives us a closer look at the car's battery technology.
So you'll see right back here, this is the battery itself, and it's made up of lithium ion batteries, the same type of batteries that are in your laptop. Actually, they're the same size cells too. They're a little bit longer than a AA cell, except in your laptop there's maybe 6 or 8 of those cells, and here there's nearly 7,000 of them. And they're all linked together, they're all liquid cooled to keep them at their most optimum temperature to keep their lifespan the longest. And then this right here is the controller. This is called the power electronics module. And this controls all the power that's in the car, that controls the drivetrain. So it moves the power from the battery to the motor when you're accelerating. And the motor lives right underneath this unit. And when you're decelerating, it uses a regenerative braking process to create energy, which puts the power right back into the battery. And this is also the integrated charging system. So whatever source of power we plug it into, this unit knows the difference between the different types of power and puts it back into the battery in the proper way.
We next move on to see the Mini E, guided by Rich Steinberg from Mini USA.
Can you tell us a little bit about this Mini E?
Sure, the Mini E is actually using lithium ion battery technology. Other than Tesla, we're the only car on the market today that is actually using that lithium ion technology, which is the same batteries from your cell phones and from your laptops. We have 5,088 individual lithium ion cells in this vehicle, and it provides about 35 kilowatts of power.
Is there any gas involved?
This is a pure plug-in. There's no gas in this particular car. It has a range of approximately 100 miles.
Mr. Steinberg showed us around the car and how it is powered.
The PEU, the power electronics unit, this is sort of the black box. In this case, it's a gold box, which is where the powertrain, where the engine used to be, is now. All the electronics go and transfer the power to the front wheels.
Right.
And then you come over here. This is what used to be where the gas went into the car, and what used to be the fuel filler cap is now the charging port, and you can see that's a unique three-prong plug that allows you to get the juice into the car.
Oh, you can charge this at home?
Yes.
Straight from your house,
well,
garage?
Special charging station that we install in your garage.
Okay. Okay.
This here is where the battery pack is stowed. This is what used to be the rear seats of a standard Mini Cooper. You can see it takes up a fair amount of room as the size of this battery is at this moment for the range that you're able to get requires a fair amount of space.
We We'll be right back after these brief messages with more exciting eco-friendly vehicles. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. The fourth annual AltCo Expo and Conference, sponsored by the City of Santa Monica, California, USA, was held from October the 2nd to the 3rd, 2009, and featured a wide array of green vehicles for the public to discover. Let's next take a look at the latest offering from General Motors, a hybrid vehicle called the Volt.
My name is Chad Balch, and I'm with General Motors. I work in the Environment and Energy Public Policy and Communications Group.
And what do we have here behind us?
We're standing in front of the Chevrolet Volt. It's an extended range electric vehicle. The Volt will go 40 miles after you charge it from a regular household outlet. And then if you need to go further, there's an onboard generator that will kick in to take you several hundred additional miles. This car will get 230 miles per gallon in the city. And while we haven't rated the highway mileage yet, we expect it to be triple digits as well.
How much do we save annually on electricity versus having a gas vehicle?
But this car will take about 8 cents a day to fill up compared to a regular gasoline car. So this has potential for tremendous savings for both the consumer and the environment.
You mean 8 cents per day per charge?
Correct.
Can you give us a walk around this vehicle?
Sure. It's a big T-shaped battery that takes the charge when you plug into the regular household outlet. And right here is the outlet itself. So you just plug in your cord into this side of the car, and then the other side plugs into your regular outlet. And then up here, this is the electric motor, the power control unit, and the onboard generator. So everything is nicely compact and inside right here in the front of the car.
Mr. Balch shared with us General Motors' future plans for electric cars.
The car will be in Chevy showrooms November of 2010. This is the first step in reinventing the automobile. So we expect to develop more vehicles that are extended range electric vehicles, just like the Chevy Volt. And really, this will set the stage for what the future of transportation is going to be like.
Another promising technology under development to power electric cars are fuel cells. Ms. Chris White is the communications director of the California Fuel Cell Partnership and now gives us insight on the technology.
We are a public-private collaborative of the automakers, energy companies, technology companies that build fuel cells, government agencies, transit agencies, and universities. And together we work on the factors that will bring these to market. Standards development, putting stations and vehicles in the same place at the same time, training firefighters, and doing public outreach.
And can you tell us a little bit about this technology?
A fuel cell vehicle is an electric vehicle. It uses hydrogen to make electricity and propel the car. So it is an electric car that you refuel instead of recharge. A fuel cell vehicle has zero CO2, no greenhouse gases from the tailpipe. Hydrogen comes from a variety of sources. The newest station that's going in is actually making hydrogen from sewage. So they're taking methane out of the air, turning it into a fuel. They'll also use it to create electricity. And I want to show you a little bit about how a fuel cell vehicle works. You see, our first component here is the fuel cell itself. Hydrogen flows from a tank on board the vehicle, which is underneath the back seats, into the fuel cell. It's joined with oxygen that's pulled from the air, which creates an electric current. That current goes into a unit called the power distributor. You'll see the big orange cables coming out of this distributor. It sends most of the electricity to the electric motor, which is in the rear of this car. The rest of the electricity will come inside the vehicle, run the air conditioning, the sound system, the power windows. There's also a small battery in the vehicle. This battery is like a kicker motor. It helps when you need a little extra power, accelerating at a stoplight, climbing a hill, or perhaps towing a boat if you're in a larger car. When you run out of fuel, you need to go to the hydrogen station, and it fills up right here. It takes 3 to 5 minutes to fill the car, and you're back on your way. This particular vehicle carries about 3 kilograms of hydrogen, which is the equivalent to 3 gallons of gasoline and has a range of 250 miles. So imagine being able to go 250 miles on 3 gallons of fuel and creating zero emissions along the way.
Car manufacturers see fuel cell powered vehicles as a future because of their numerous benefits.
Most of the automakers have announced that they'll have vehicles for sale in about 2015, showroom vehicles. Many of them are already leasing vehicles directly to customers now.
Our gratitude goes to the city of Santa Monica for organizing the AltCar Expo and conference to introduce green transportation solutions to the public. We also thank all companies, scientists, and engineers who are working hard to make non-polluting means of transport available to the world. Let us make our best efforts to create a bright future for our children in all the ways we can. For more information on the AltCar Expo and Conference, please visit www.altcarexpo.com. Sensible Viewers, thank you for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May our world be blessed with an ever more elevated consciousness each day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.